This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A suspect is in custody Thursday night following an hours-long hostage situation during a robbery at a Wells Fargo in St. Cloud, Minnesota. All hostages were safe and unharmed. The suspect was identified by police as Ray Rico McNeary, who was due in court that day for two counts of felony domestic assault back in March. He opted to allegedly rob the bank. The Biden administration plans to send a top representative to the U.S.-Mexico border region on Friday, but it will not be Vice President Kamala Harris. Thursday marked the 44th day Harris has gone without visiting the border or holding a news conference about her duties to manage the border crisis. On Friday, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will visit a migrant processing facility in Donna, Texas. A former professional golfer, Daniel Bolling, was arrested by Orlando, Florida police on Wednesday after allegedly trying to meet up with a 15-year-old girl who turned out to be an undercover officer. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As an extremely small amount of people own or drive electric vehicles, the president wants more spending on supporting these vehicles on the roads. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau has more.
President Biden is calling for new investments in spending for electric vehicle infrastructure. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm told a congressional panel the incentives to bring down the initial cost of sale will increase consumer demand.
Those electric vehicles will surpass the internal combustion engine by 2030 because people save $600 a year just in not having to gas up.
Granholm does say charging stations and equipment must be more available. She is also facing many questions about her own stock in the electric vehicle company Proterra. It was promoted by President Biden during a virtual tour last month.
The first electric car in the United States was developed in 1890 by William Morris of Des Moines, Iowa. The vehicle was a six-passenger wagon capable of reaching a speed of 14 miles an hour. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
One of the most successful states in the union during the pandemic is Florida. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis boasts his state.
Well, look, I appreciate it. I mean, obviously, there's quite a contrast in Florida. You know, we've been open. Our schools have been open for in-person instruction. Our unemployment rate is significantly less than the national average and much less than lockdown states like California and New York. And yet we've done that all with having a senior mortality rate for COVID that's less than 40 other states because we focused on protecting our elderly population rather than locking everybody down. And so Florida's doing very well right now. We never touched one penny from our rainy day fund throughout COVID.
Wow.
And now we've just done the budget, and we're doubling our rainy day fund. We have the strongest revenues that anyone's ever seen in the state. So the economy's performing well. People are happy. And as you know, there are people moving here because they want a whiff of freedom.
DeSantis, talking to Fox News on Thursday, says President Biden dissed Florida and changed the rules of assistance during the pandemic.
So they did aid the states. They've always done that on a population basis. On this time, with the Biden stimulus, they took states like Florida that had lower unemployment, took money from Florida and gave it to the lockdown states with high unemployment like California and New York, when a lot of those lockdown states had very poor COVID performances and economic performances. So that's just some of the perverse incentives we see coming out of Washington on seems like a daily basis now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, and we've got George Barna, the professor of Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. And, boy, no big surprise here, because we've been sensing this more and more, and it seems like we're on the other side of the mountain in terms of imploding on our values, George. We've got the latest report in from the American Worldview Inventory of 2021, and it does not look good for Americans' lives.
No, I mean, you know, we were trying to figure out, okay, well, if people don't have a biblical worldview, which we discovered last year, only 6% have that, what do they have? And, you know, there's some good news embedded in all of this, which is that, yeah, at least there are some distant memories of what the Bible teaches. People may not connect it with the Bible, but they do know some of those principles. Are they buying into them? Are they living according to them? No. Mm-hmm. But maybe what that says to us is if the church were really playing the role of the church, maybe our culture would be different. Maybe it wouldn't be as far gone as it seems to be.
You know, it's almost, George, what I'm hearing from people is, to your point, is they'll pause for a moment and say, this isn't the way it should be. And they'll look to the church and see the church is not doing what in their heart of hearts, you know, they may not be fully aware of what the Bible says about the church, but they know something is not according to Hoyle, that something's off there. So it's just a pause, maybe a drive-by look-see and say, it's not relevant. It's really not there. I'll just go on with my life.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that, Bill, comes from the fact that what's happened is that we've all had a choice to make. What is it that we're going to focus on? And what we focused on is consuming culture rather than consuming truth or consuming God. And so the consequence now is, as our research is showing, yeah, only 6% have a biblical worldview. As we looked at, well, what do the other 94% have? I thought a particular worldview might emerge as the dominant one, and I was expecting either secular humanism or postmodernism. But what we discovered is that people aren't even buying into those. Mm-hmm. Instead, what we're doing is we're just cutting and pasting ideas from a whole lot of different points of view, which when people blend them together, they don't make sense. They're inherently contradictory. They're in conflict with each other. And we don't give it a second thought because we're just busy consuming the next idea.
Well, exactly.
So, yeah, we've got to reshape our thinking about, but why are we on the planet? That's one of the worldview elements that Americans just aren't getting.
Well, the cancel culture is giving them cover as well, George, because they don't need to bring their ideas to the marketplace and debate them, because if they side with those on the left, well, then they've got full cover. You can, you know, we're back to the days of judges, but back to the days of judges on steroids, because you can see things according to your own eyes, and you are absolutely right. And if you're absolutely wrong, well, then, okay, you're a victim of the cancel culture, and you live another day, but you're going to live in somewhere else instead of the welcomed universe of the wokistas.
Well, and add to cancel culture the fact that Christian culture has not been very good at preparing us to develop the relationships and have the conversational exchanges where Christians can, in a loving and intelligent manner and in a contextualized manner, actually articulate what we believe, why we believe it, and how other people can get in on that goodness too.
Exactly.
What our research shows is that Christians are less likely to have those kinds of conversations. You talk about debate. Christians run from debate. We don't want to have that kind of conflictual exchange.
And that's really pathetic when you think at a time when you can really make a difference. But, George, you see, this is goes back to some other reports that you said earlier, is that if you're not in the Word of God, if you're not talking to God, you're ill-prepared. And you're going to get your hat handed to you in any kind of debate, and you're going to go, okay, why am I doing this? Well, if you're going to represent God, you better have a relationship with God, and you better really be well-versed in what God says about these issues. Otherwise, it's not a fair fight. You are going to try to reason with people that are unreasonable, and you're going to find out real quick how painful that can be.
Well, exactly right. And I think it also relates back to one of the other things previous research identified, which is that Christians say they're dying for their pastors to teach them how to think biblically. Mm. They know all the nice stories. They get all the clever things that are being said. But that doesn't really help them in the real world. What they're saying is, look, if you could help me to grasp the totality of God's principles in such a way that it shapes my mind and heart so that when I have these kinds of exchanges with other people, I'm able to represent God well. I'm able to live that kind of life because when I have to make a decision, I get how these principles interact with each other, why God gave them to us so that I can live a thriving life. Right now, most Christians are saying, yeah, I'm not getting that, and it is, you know, kind of an empty spot in my life. I'd love to have my church help fill that.
Well, I would highly recommend, you and I talked about this, Del Tackett, Focus on the Family, years ago, had produced a series called The Truth Project. If you're not getting the truth in church and you're not being strengthened in such a way to deal with culture, that Truth Project, which has been out for, I don't know, I want to say 12, maybe 13 years now, is still very relevant and empowering. And this will go a long way in empowering you to where you're doing what God's called you to do. And that's to take the gospel message, you know, from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts. But you've got to be prepared. And right now, people are looking after COVID and all the things that have been happening in the culture, not just here in America, but around the world. And they're looking for these different makers. And, you know, George, I got to tell you, I hear more about revival outside of America than I hear about revival happening within, you know, the domestic United States.
Yeah, and in fact, just before I got on the interview with you, I was reading a report about some of the things happening in Nigeria mm-hmm. and other parts of the world where, yeah, there is true revival taking place. You know, why doesn't it take place there? Well, frankly, the fastest growing faith in America, or the faith group, are the don'ts. You know, the people mm-hmm. who don't know, don't care, don't believe.
Right.
They're roughly one-third of our population now. And continuing to grow. So, yeah, I mean, we got a lot of work to do. We've got to rethink it, you know, just continuing to do what we do so that it becomes bigger and more efficient. That's not the path.
Do we need to re-embrace our story in some cases, George, our testimony? Because that's the thing I feel like maybe we've just taken it for granted. We're, you know, 10, 12, 20 years down the road, and it just was kind of a day, and we forget that, you know, that moment when we realized that we were blind and touched by God and we're able to see. Is that part of the case?
You know, it's a great point. I had a conversation about that with some friends recently. And one of the great things about knowing why you believe what you believe and remembering what you've experienced, what Jesus has done for you, mm-hmm. and being able to communicate that in a simple way to other people is so powerful, because in a culture where there is no absolute moral truth, where we don't accept other people's truths, if that's your story, even in this culture, that's something that people feel they cannot reject.
Without a doubt.
It's that you've experienced it, and that's the end of the story.
Going to break. More from George Barna after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hi, I'm Don Shank, here with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. The National Day of Prayer is May 6th, and the Tide Ministry is pleased to be working alongside local and national ministries as we each do our part to spread the Word of God. The Tide Ministry began 75 years ago as a local gospel broadcast in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. And I wonder if our founder ever imagined how that broadcast would grow. But God knew, and He has blessed us through the prayers of local partners. The National Day of Prayer is an opportunity to give thanks for our American supporters and lift up the churches and ministries working here in America. We're grateful that through the Spirit we may know Christ and together share His love with others in our hometowns, in our country, and across the world. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is cooperatively sharing the love of Christ around the globe, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent we are, and that is our goal to remain that way, thank God. to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU, is with us, and we're talking about the latest survey from the Cultural Research Center. George, what else do we need to know about this, watered-down, feel-good, fake Christianity that we're in the midst of?
Well, the research showed us that the worldview that people are most likely to turn to on a consistent basis is this thing called moralistic therapeutic deism. That's a mouthful. But basically, it's, you know, what I just not so lovingly referred to as fake Christianity. It's where people believe that God exists, but he remains distant from their lives. They can call on him if they get in a real crisis, and he may come through. But apart from that, he's not that interested. This is a worldview that says that the thing that is most important for us is to be good to each other. That's that moral component. But the problem is MTD says that, well, there is no absolute moral truth. The Bible isn't always true or reliable or, you know, relevant to the way that you're living. You're the one who has to determine what that's going to look like. Why would we be good? Because, number one, that's what God would like from us. But number two, God wants us to be happy. And so we're most likely to be happy if we're being good to others and they're being good to us. It's kind of a twist on the golden rule. And so it's a very strange perspective, but that's a more popular perspective, frankly, that people are willing to draw from than they are to draw from biblical Christianity, which is one of the reasons why I'm saying, you know, these aren't bad people who are drawing from that. They've just gotten off the right path. They want to live a good, meaningful, significant life, but they don't realize that God gave them the formula, and we've ruined the formula.
The formula and the power, George, and the power to overcome those discrepancies in a fallen world that we're participating in. And if we do not plug into that power, then our Christianity becomes, you know, rather inert and ineffective. And, you know, what I'm hearing sometimes from some people is that they're saying, well, I'm kind of like looking for a sign from God. You know, we've gone through 14, 15 months of COVID. Where is the sign from God in all this? And, and part of it, I sense that God's saying, look, you have enough signs. You know, what other sign do you want? Do you just want a mass judgment on the world? Because this is already, it's a global pandemic that the entire world is affected by. And what kind of sign are you expecting? It's almost like when they, you know, the Pharisees were asking Jesus for a sign, and he almost, I mean, you kind of have the sense that maybe he laughed a little bit and just going, you can't even see the signs. There are so many signs around you that you can't even bear witness to the signs because you can't bear witness to the truth.
You know, the scriptures talk about us being blinded to reality. And when I look at our culture today, I think that's exactly what's happening. You know, when we think about power and authority, who gets to make choices, what we've done is we've thrown God off his throne and we've taken it over. We believe that now we are the only ones who can make those kinds of choices. And so, you know, as we do the research, for instance, if we look at these people who buy into moralistic therapeutism as the driving worldview that they draw from, we know that, yes, 3 out of 4 of them consider themselves to be Christians, but 95% of those people do not consider success in life to be consistent obedience to God. More than 9 out of 10 don't believe that whatever wealth they've accumulated was actually given to them by God in order to manage for his purposes. 9 out of 10 of them do not believe that they're born into sin and they need to be saved by Jesus Christ. Almost 9 out of 10 of them don't believe that the ultimate purpose of life is to know, love, and serve God with all their heart, mind, strength, and soul. What do they believe it's about? It's about feeling good. It's about being comfortable. It's about belonging and being tolerant. All of these other things that have nothing to do with the plans and ways of God, but has everything to do with putting ourselves in charge and abusing truth.
Now, we're back, as you say, to putting ourselves on the throne when you see that 76% in the study contend that good people earn a place in heaven through their good behavior. I mean, you have to really twist the word of God to come to that conclusion.
Well, that would be true, but I think the key here is that they're not necessarily twisting the word of God to get to that conclusion because they're not reading the word of God. They don't know the word of God.
Exactly.
They're not concerned about the word of God. They're concerned about their own word. You know, how do I feel? How do I see it? What do I want? What would make me feel better? You know, feelings, 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 me, me, me. Those are the things that are driving this group of people.
It seems like it's heavily reliant on anecdote in a revised oral tradition brought to you by those that want to, be their own judge.
Yeah. Who wants somebody else telling them what to do in our culture today? We believe that that's illegitimate, even if it's the God of all creation, on the one hand. And this is where that inherent contradiction just drives me nuts. It's like, oh, yeah, I believe there was a God who created the universe. He's all-powerful, all-knowing. He's good. He's just. But I don't think he really cares about me. I don't think he's really watching carefully. I don't think he's involved in what's going on in the world. Like, wait a minute. Think about the character of the divine sovereign God that you just described and how you now have placed him in a box because it doesn't make you feel good enough about yourself as you're trying to earn your way into his presence. What? None of that makes sense. But that's where people are living. Yeah.
Yeah, and you ignore God's prescription for a fallen world in the form of his son. In his blood and the power of the cross, you ignore that to your own detriment and demise, not to mention frustration, because until the day you die, if you cannot square up your relationship and the sovereignty of Jesus Christ, I mean, we're basket cases of our own devices anyway, just going through life. And you're going to continue on and ignore what God has given us in terms of a solution. And that is the critical measure. That is either going to include you with him in eternity in heaven, or you're going to be judged to damnation for the rest of your eternal existence. I mean, that is the crossroads right there. And it's no wonder, George, if you sent your son to do this for people that you knew weren't even, I mean, the only thing that made you worthy is because you created them. And they ignored your son bad enough, and worse yet, they crucified him, and you still didn't accept the solution. I think you might be a little angry.
What we're talking about here is a group of people who are trying to make good decisions based on emotion. I mean, can't we be objective enough to stand back and look at how well that's worked for us?
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with emotion, but that can't be the only index on which we make our decisions. It shouldn't even be the leading one. And so if we can for a moment just look at the situation logically and realize, you know what, frankly, we're really struggling here on Earth. We're making a mess of things. You know, obviously we're not terribly satisfied with the way things are in the world. And then we're saying, but it's all going to work out in the next world. Because I feel like it will. Really? That's the best you got?
Yeah.
How about if we go back and look at the creator of all of this and take a gander at what he has suggested would be the best, the most appropriate, the most effective way for us to lead a meaningful life. And that's with him in charge and us working with him because he's given us that honor. And let's take advantage of that privilege. And work according to his principles. Look at what he's accomplished versus what we've accomplished. Who are you going to trust?
Exactly. So that it would go well for you. George, how can people be in touch?
If they go to culturalresearchcenter.com, we've got all of our information up there. They can download it, send it. They can get us to alert them to new reports that come out about every 2 weeks. And it's all free.
You got it. Thanks, George. Take care. God bless.
Thank you, Bill.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Financial Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A suspect is in custody Thursday night following an hours-long hostage situation during a robbery at a Wells Fargo in St. Cloud, Minnesota. All hostages were safe and unharmed. The suspect was identified by police as Ray Rico McNeary, who was due in court that day for two counts of felony domestic assault back in March. He opted to allegedly rob the bank. The Biden administration plans to send a top representative to the U.S.-Mexico border region on Friday, but it will not be Vice President Kamala Harris. Thursday marked the 44th day Harris has gone without visiting the border or holding a news conference about her duties to manage the border crisis. On Friday, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will visit a migrant processing facility in Donna, Texas. A former professional golfer, Daniel Bolling, was arrested by Orlando, Florida police on Wednesday after allegedly trying to meet up with a 15-year-old girl who turned out to be an undercover officer. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, if you're a small business owner, you want to listen up here because we've got the latest gadgets and tools boosting the growth of the American economy. We know that small business is the backbone of the U.S. economy. In fact, according to the Small Business Administration, more than half of Americans either own or work for a small business. And there's no doubt that tech has played a key role in boosting the growth of small business employing millions. And in celebration of Small Business Week, we've got the tech expert here. Yes, we're talking Andrea Smith, and she's got her favorite tech tips and tools to help owners and employees alike. From the latest in office and or home office tools to tips on finding, maybe even ditching your office space, she's got small business covered with all kinds of great news. Andrea, good to be talking to you again. How are you?
Oh, hey, Bill. It is great to talk to you, too. I'm doing great.
Well, I'm excited. Whenever we're talking about small business, because as I said, we've known this is the backbone of our economy. We love small business. We love small business owners and employees, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, you and I talk a lot about consumer tech, but really technology is right now what's driving a lot of small businesses because, you know, we're most of us are at home, but we're still trying to do everything that we need to do. And tech is really playing a big part in that.
Well, and the thing is small business at the front line because it's so dynamic and things are changing. Yes, in this era of COVID, even still, adjustments are being made. And the creativity of small business, this is where it all begins. I mean, this is where, you know, the big tech people go to. They go and see what small business is doing, and then they rip their ideas off.
Yeah, that does happen. It certainly does. But, you know, you also, if we look at the devices, the gadgets that people are using, the most important things is you want to use products that are designed to help you stay organized and save time. Because now we're so multitasking, we're just trying, it's almost like back to that shoestring, you know, trying to get everything done with the least amount of time and the least amount of frustration. So I do have a product I wanted to talk about. It's called, it's from Zebra Technologies. Mm-hmm. They're out with their first wireless label printer. And what makes this so cool is it's designed for small businesses. It's the ZSB series printer, but it is simple to use. The cartridges are easy to load. There is no frustration. It's virtually unjammable. And again, when we're talking about fewer people doing more things, you want a device that's going to do a lot without making you want to throw it against the wall and say, why is this properly?
Yeah, exactly.
So I really like the ZSB series printer. I am addicted to making file labels for my file folders. And this makes it so simple. You can choose from templates. You can design your own. You can create shipping and mailing labels, which so many small businesses are shipping out their own products right now. You can print barcodes to put on your product. So just so easy. And the feature I really like is they're also recyclable. Those cartridges are made from potato starch, so you can compost them rather than put them in the trash.
Well, what a great idea. I mean, this is a thing we've been waiting for so long. You know, wireless printing, I mean, you know, it's been around a little bit, but even now to perfect it to this level, this is awesome. And brought to us by Zebra, huh?
Yeah, and I don't know about you, but I remember, like, having a label maker and having to, you know, scroll through the
alphabet. When you were saying that, I remember you had to twist the knob, and it's like, I mean, it's even some of the TV channels, you know, or apps, you got to go through this, you know, dial up. Are you kidding me? I mean, you know, in today's technology, we're having to go through that, right? Exactly.
Exactly, like when you have to sign into something on the TV and you have to go through the whole alphabet. And that's what I love about this is because I have such terrible memories of those devices. I have to tell you, Bill, I've been printing labels. You do it on your phone. There's an app, and you write it on your phone, and it prints out on its own. It's just, it's crazy. It prints a barcode. I've been doing mailing labels. You don't have to go through that crazy, frustrating process anymore.
Mm-hmm. It's just so much fun. You're just out mailing labels just to say you could do it, right? And, you know,
exactly.
Tech, whatever little bit of relief and levity you can have in the process, it's all good because we know that some early tech stuff has brain damaged us. But it's, you know, it's coming to maturity, which is a good thing for everybody involved, small business and employees alike. Andrew, what about some tips for business owners looking to transition to fully remote operations or looking to downsize their office space?
So that's another thing. A lot of business owners are realizing that, their employees can work from home. Maybe they don't need that office space that they've been leasing. Maybe they just want a smaller space. And you know that getting out of a lease can be costly, it can be time-consuming, and it definitely is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a new app called Break Your Lease. It's a social platform that helps people get out of a commercial or residential lease by finding a replacement for the contract among the app's database of registered users. So someone looking for a short-term lease that you want to get out of can take it over, saving both of you time, hassle, and money. You just transfer that lease.
Exactly.
It can even take out of a car lease, a gym membership that maybe you stopped working, you know, you decided, this isn't working for me. And it works on iPhone and Android phones.
Wow, good idea. I love this. You know, and the thing is about, you know, remote operations. It's over 20 years ago when I was running a sales staff in Los Angeles. And, you know, you had the traditional corporate types that just thought everybody should come into the office every day. And I'm going, do you realize in Los Angeles, anytime you get in the car, it's an hour drive. I don't care. You could be three blocks away. It's an hour drive to come to the office. And I'm going, I'd much rather have people operating at home. You know, if you hire the right people, and I used to tell them, look, you're big boys and girls. You know what to do. And so I can tell real quick if you're, you know, if you're moving the needle or not, because I get sales reports, you know, twice a day. So I can tell real quick. But, you know, I'm just going to trust you to be able to operate at home. And we were extremely efficient. And the people, when they did come into the office, I mean, they had the sense of relief and gratitude that they didn't, you know, whatever days we saved them from dealing with Los Angeles traffic was a blessing for them, you know?
I totally agree. I mean, listen, I'm the New York City traffic here. You know,
exactly.
It'll take 1 hour. And not only that, but these small businesses can save money. They don't need all this space. So it really makes sense.
Well, without a doubt, Andrea Smith is with us, the award-winning news and tech journalist, spent over two decades as a tech producer at ABC News, was most recently lifestyle tech editor at Mashable. Andrea, any last-minute tips here that you got up your sleeve that, you know, I always have to ask you that last question because I always feel like you're holding out on me for some reason. I think it's all part of your feminine mystique, I think, you know, tech-wise.
My charm, right? Simple things that people just, you don't think about, right? No matter the size of your small business, there are things you can do to save time and money by automating some of those tasks. Start scanning business receipts if you don't already. You don't have to enter your expenses by hand. Easier, time-saving, and much less room for user error. And don't forget, social media is not just for big businesses. The right social posts can help keep you connected with customers and attract new customers. And, you know, you don't need a storefront. You can do this on social media. And make sure that your website is up to date and mobile friendly. Because remember, so many people are using their smartphones these days to do their shopping and to do their searching. Make sure customers can find and connect with you on a mobile-friendly website.
And that is so key, you know, as you say, mobile-friendly, that it is, it's easy to operate. They can, you know, get their fulfillment done and the package there. And I'll tell you, there's no doubt, once a consumer finds that kind of efficiency, boy, they're more apt to come back and get involved again, right?
Absolutely. It just makes so much sense. If you go to a website and you can't navigate it easily, you just move on. And that's why it's so important for people to make sure theirs is readable on any platform.
Well, here it is, Small Business Week this week, and we celebrate small businesses, owners, and the people who work for small businesses, because it's the right thing to do, and congratulations to all the small business people who continue to weather the storm in this era of COVID. Andrea Smith, as we wrap things up, where can they go for more information?
Head over to d6news.com/smallbiz.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
I need these boxes in bin 7. Oh, hello? Hi. I just wanted to call in and find out when...
Whitney's warehouse foreman just retired, and the replacement needs to move to fulfillment.
Hold on. Guys, can we get the dock cleared now?
Indeed can help her hire the people she needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, and somebody real special. I tell you, there's so much history that Edward James almost doesn't even know about. I mean, I was right with you with the Zoot Suiters, buddy, let me tell you.
Whoa, boy.
We're going back, Bill.
We're going back.
Well, great memories, and it's an honor to be talking with you face to face. Congratulations on this new movie, Walking with Herb, after three great Fathom event evenings. I mean, the people really, really related to this movie.
Yeah, they did, and I was very grateful. It was definitely touched by spiritual guidance in God, boy. I'll tell you that right now, because it was for 3 days, and now because of that, it's being released in 500 theaters throughout the United States of America. So this will be something that everybody could see. All you have to do is go to walkingwithherbmovie.com, and you can put in your zip code, and you'll find out where it's located around your house.
Well, that's awesome. Well, something about this movie, you talk about the hand of divine providence that drew you to it. This story from Joe Bullock just really, really touched your heart, and you went all in. I mean, not only did you say, I'm going to star it, I'm going to be the executive producer for it and everything.
Yeah, we definitely helped, get the story on the big screen, and I was very grateful that the story came to me. It came to me by way of Mark Medoff.
Yeah.
Now, many of you know who Mark is, but you might not know the name. But Mark Medoff was a man who wrote Children of a Lesser God. Mm-hmm. And he wrote a lot of other things, too. But he won the Academy Award nomination for that. He won Tonys for that. He won Pulitzers for that. You're talking about a man who's had a lot of beautiful accolades given to him because of the work he does. And this piece of work is a final contribution of his life to the world. He passed a little over 18 months ago, and he got to see the movie, The Rough Cut.
I was going to ask you if he did.
Yeah, he did. He got to see it. I was very grateful for that.
Yeah. Well, that's real special. Well, let me ask, are you a golfer? I mean, you were swinging the club like you knew what you were doing. And I know Lopez didn't give any lessons because he can't even swing anything close to that.
No, I'll tell you right now, you know that, Bill, you know that George is a pro. You know that, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, he's a professional golfer. That kid, his handicap is like a 4. You know, like ridiculous. He's at any given moment, he can play anywhere in the world against anybody.
Yeah.
And I must say that he helped me so much that I will say that he helped me in the strangest ways because he did become the messenger. And he is fantastic in this movie. Yeah. And I play golf at fundraisers for nonprofit organizations. Then they'll get, but we'll play scramble. The ball closest to the hole, that's the one you use because my ball would, you know, goes all over the place. But so I had to prepare for this movie and I hit thousands and thousands of balls and I putted thousands of putts and to prepare for this movie. So I paid my dues. And then plus when you see George telling me something, he really means it.
Right.
And he knows what he's talking about.
No, I've seen him play at Pebble Beach, and exactly. So you're exactly right.
He's the real deal.
But good fun for you too. I mean, the chemistry right on the get go was just awesome.
Yeah, I really appreciated his work, and I think that he did wonderful. And Kathleen Quinlan, Academy Award nominated actress of the highest accord, Billy Boyd, and Christopher McDonald. Those people were just excellent in the film. You know. Jonathan McClane, he's so funny. What a funny little kid he is. Well, not a little kid, but to me, he's a little kid. But he does a wonderful job. And the lead, my daughter in the movie is actually Jessica Medoff, who happens to be Mark Medoff's daughter, real daughter. So she came in. It was a family affair. I mean, we all pitched in and we all did it. And I'm grateful that we did because I think the movie really works.
Right. No, there's no doubt that it does. And in terms of a faith-based movie, you know, I know people in Hollywood sometimes have been reluctant to be involved in faith-based movies, but they're consistently successful. There is a hungry audience for faith-based movies.
Of course. Yes, just like there's a hungry audience for Marvel movies and, you know, car crash movies and suspense and drama. You know, there is a great audience. Millions and millions and millions of people are going to be so happy when they see this movie. Because, especially in today's time, Bill.
Yes,
right now, we're in a pandemic.
Yes.
We're trying to get out of it, but we're still in it. And, you know, and it's been hard. It's hard to hold on to your faith when all of this is going on. And it's hard for you to have the courage to live every day.
Right.
And so this movie is about faith. And about second chances.
Yeah, exactly.
And having the courage to take those second chances.
Yeah.
You must have faith.
Right. Yeah, the courage to hear God. And that's a tough thing when you hear God. Right? I mean, I've just been watching the series The Chosen, right? And they were talking about how God talked to Moses about putting the snake on the rod so the people could be healed from all the snake bites, right? And Dallas Jenkins did a great job in communicating how that transition about having that faith and hearing God and doing what God's called you to do. It's like, you know, Moses' right hand man, Joshua, says, "You sure you want to do this?" He goes, "Hey, all I know is that God's in charge. I'm doing what he tells me," right? But it's about faith, right?
Yeah, faith. Faith is the single most important aspect of life for a human being, okay? Because you have to have faith within yourself,
right?
In order to have the courage to live every day.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you hope, it gives you understanding of your life to the fullest, and it helps others. You have the faith to give, okay?
Yeah.
And the only way you're going to get faith, man, I'm telling you right now, you have to be spiritually centered and believe in. And whatever it is that you believe in,
yeah.
But in my case, I believe in God, so that it's really nice.
Yeah, without a doubt. And this is where this movie, like you said, is uplifting, because it reminds people, especially in this era, this pandemic that we've been enduring, we need encouragement. We need uplifting. We need to understand that the God we serve, as you say, Edwards, he's a God of redemption. I mean, this didn't catch him by surprise. He knew this stuff was coming on. But, you know, what are we learning, you know, in the midst of this pandemic?
That's exactly the nature of life.
Yes.
Because when something like this happens, there's a huge hole in your heart, in your soul.
Yes.
Emptiness.
Mm-hmm.
It almost eats you alive. It could, a lot of people have taken their own lives because they couldn't take the pain of that emptiness, that hole. And so, you know, you find out real quick that what fills that hole is knowledge.
Right.
And understanding and faith in God.
Yeah.
And so upon knowing that, those moments are the most nourishing moments. This pandemic is the most nourishing moment to be able to reach out and say, okay, I'm going to get through this. I can do that for my family, for my children, for, you know, the community I live in, for the world that I live in. We will get through this.
And that's what I'm hearing a lot from people. I agree with you, is that people are realizing relationships are so important. They've redefined their lives. I mean, they may be, you know, changed. They're not having to go to the office. They're at home. They're participating more with their family and with the kids. And people are drawing a lot of blessing out of some of these lockdowns, even though they're a bit of a pain and a little bit of a stretch and challenge for our convenience. But I think there's some good coming out of this.
I do, too. I think you can find it. If you have the faith, you'll find it. If you have the courage, you'll use it.
This story.
That's what the movie is.
Yes, exactly. I was going to say, you know, the key takeaway that you want the audience. I mean, because as we said, this is really a family movie. I mean, you can bring the whole family to it. You're going to be greatly blessed from the storyline. And even with I will say, and not revealing anything, with the little bit of the twist at the end, which is such a blessing. It is so sweet.
It's really a tender film.
Yeah.
One that the whole family will enjoy. You can bring your grandparents. You can bring the kids, even in diapers. You let them scream their heads off. But I think they'll get caught up in the movie, too, because it's got birds. It's got, you know, it's got doves. It's got little dogs. It's got interesting characters. So it's much more than just it's a blessing.
Yes.
This movie. I haven't had a feeling like this since Stand and Deliver.
Oh, wow.
It was 1988.
Yeah.
But, I haven't made anything even gets close to that.
Yeah.
And so here I have this one now, so I have two in my lifetime.
Well, for you, you're doing the impossible on the golf course. And whether it's in a movie or otherwise, you say, you know, it has to be God, right?
Yeah. It wasn't me. I'll tell you that right now. I don't know how, because, you know, if you look and you see the movie, you're going to see me hit the ball. And the ball's going to go in the hole from, you know, 20 feet, you know, 30 feet, 10 feet, 5 feet. You know, if you've ever played that game, you're going to be 2-3 feet away from the hole, and you hit it, and you miss.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Even the pros
are free putting from 3 feet away sometimes, Edward. So I don't feel so bad. You see,
I know.
And because I was interviewing, I'm talking to you, I'm wearing, I don't know if you can see it, but I'm wearing my Masters polo shirt just
good
for you.
Good for you.
So,
thank you so much, Bill.
I love the game. It's a great game. It's a challenging game, no doubt about it. So again, as we wrap things up, Edward James Olmos, again, honor to be talking to you. Congratulations
you.
On Walking with Herb. Remind everybody how they can see it. It's going to be coming to Fathom is expanding the reach, right?
Oh yeah, no. Well, AMC. AMC said we want the movie.
Right.
And so they went to Fathom. Fathom put it in the AMC theaters. AMC saw what happened and said, let's make a run for it. And
that's great.
That's great. So there's over 500 theaters that it'll be in, including Cinemark and AMC, and maybe Regal will jump in soon. I don't know. But anyway, I do know this. WalkingWithHerbMovie.com.
Right.
And you can go on there, and it's going to tell you everything you need to know.
Edward James Olmos, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank
God bless
you, Billy. Thank you. Take so care. Much. You too.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.